Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, September 15th, 2022. The Brandenburg state government is not happy with Berlin's plans for a successor solution to the 9-euro ticket. Yesterday, Economics Minister Jörg Steinbach of the SPD told RBB that in a transport association like the VLBB, which connects two federal states, people should have talked to each other beforehand, and that, quote, one feels a bit blackmailed. We will see now how the VLBB deals with it, unquote. He added that until recently, the authorities in Berlin and Brandenburg had cooperated well with each other. The development of the 29-euro ticket is now, quote, a relapse into old times, unquote. According to the SPD politician, it's important for Brandenburg that Area C is included. This is because Brandenburg is primarily concerned with the many commuters who travel to and from Berlin every day. Steinbach did not rule out the possibility of a joint solution after all, but it needs to be negotiated. As we mentioned earlier this week, the Berlin Senate is planning a temporary subscription solution for the AB area only. The corresponding ticket is to cost 29 euros and be valid from October up to and including December. But it's unclear what will happen after that. The Berlin plans are met with approval by Jens Wiesecke, deputy chairman of the Berlin Passenger Association EGEB, who at the same time criticized Brandenburg's attitude. Due to the rising costs, many Berliners are currently asking themselves where they can still save water and energy consultants are more in demand than ever. But their capacities are limited and waiting times can be long. According to the Caritas project Stromsparcheck, demand for the energy advice has risen by 20%, making it higher than ever, but the staff are in short supply. The energy consultants of the Consumer Advice Center in Berlin are also particularly well booked at the moment. By July 31st, 37% more consultations had been conducted than in the same period last year, and waiting times to get an appointment are now several weeks. Social Senator Katja Kipping of Die Linke wants to make sure that the electricity savings check can once again rely on more staff. According to her information, the job centers currently have approvals for 39 positions, but not all of them are filled. And she plans to hold a meeting on the matter this week with representatives from the Senate and the job centers. In the Stromsparcheck project by Caritas, the long-term unemployed are trained as consultants and can work in the project for up to 5 years at a time. There are certain requirements to apply, however, and the job centers sometimes have trouble finding the right people. The job is aimed at those who receive unemployment benefit too, housing benefits, social assistance, a small pension, or a child supplement. And the consultants measure the consumption of individual appliances and then give tips on saving energy and water, heating, and ventilation. And if necessary, they can also provide free energy-saving aids, such as power strips with switches, LED lights or water-saving showerheads, or even subsidies for economical appliances. Per project coordinator Sven Schoss, with the consultation, average households are able to save 200 euro per year and sometimes, with larger families, up to 1,000 euros per year. The Red-Green-Red Coalition wants to make lawyer Maike Kamp the new Berlin Commissioner for Data Protection and Freedom of Information. The expert for information technology law and e-privacy is expected to be elected by the House of Representatives on October 6th. Kamp already knows the Berlin Data Protection Authority from the inside. Back in 2010, she started working under then Data Protection Commissioner Alexander Dix and remained there until 2019. But even before her work in Berlin, she headed the Data Protection Unit in the non-public sector at the independent Schleswig-Holstein State Center for Data Protection. And most recently, the Berlin native worked for the state of Bremen as a session representative in the Bundesrat. Ms. Kamp, who declined to comment on her move before being elected by the House of Representatives, succeeds Maya Smolchik, who did not wish to stand for re-election after one term. Since her departure, the position of Berlin's Data Protection Commissioner has been vacant for almost 1 year. After the publication of a video of a police operation in Berlin where one of the officers allegedly used xenophobic insults, criminal investigations are now underway. Per a statement by the police on Twitter, the male officer was immediately transferred to internal service and further consequences under service law will follow. A video circulating on the web shows two officers trying to arrest a 30-year-old Syrian man in his apartment and in the presence of his family. The 30-year-old is said to have resisted, so he was handcuffed. Then his 28-year-old wife allegedly tried to free him. This was prevented by the police. In the video, officers can be seen pushing a man to the ground, handcuffing him, and at the same time getting into an exchange of words with a woman with crying children also in the room. Per the police, the man was not taken to the station because he had paid an outstanding debt. A few hours later, the couple did file a complaint for assault because the husband suffered from an arm injury during the arrest and the wife was insulted xenophobically. And lastly, thank you to our donors with a subscription and to those who wish to stay anonymous for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.